All right, welcome to another Sailing Duels podcast. Doing this one from the boat, so the setup is always not always great. Trying to get proper lighting and all that. Looking forward to getting the new cat when we get the a studio in there and everything properly set up. But we'll get right into this one. So basically, this one is an Ask Me Anything. So I'm going to answer all of our patrons and channel members' questions. We do about once a month or sometimes more. We'll make a post on the channel membership or the Patreon and ask what they want to know, and I answer all your questions. So first one here is from Keith Marino. He is a patron since August 23. Thank you. With Flying Doodles, do you ever think of getting your medical to go flying again, but on a part-time basis? It's something you can just get back into after being out for years. I would love to have you as a pilot. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. No, I mean, I'd like to get my medical back. So, all right. So if you haven't, if you're kind of new to the channel, or maybe you don't know, I used to be a commercial pilot. So I flew Gulfstreams professionally. Mostly Gulfstreams anyway. I was chief pilot for a company out of Texas, and we flew mostly just flying the family members around wherever they wanted to go. And in 2015, I had a brain hemorrhage, kind of a stroke, and so I just woke up, had the worst headache I could ever have. Ended up going to the hospital. I was in the ICU, the neuro ICU, for 10 days, and they did three different procedures to stop the bleeding in my brain. Anyway, so long story short, you can't fly for at least 2 years. You lose your flight medical for at least 2 years after that. I tried doing real estate for about 6 months. I mean, I was successful at it, but I hated it. It was like the most stressful job I've ever had. And so I said, screw it. I've always dreamed about, I mean, even in high school, I was reading books about going sailing around the world. Into my 20s and all that, I was still reading books about it and all that. So I was like, okay, I mean, I was in my mid 30s or something, late 30s, I guess. So I said, screw it. I sold everything I own, packed up the dogs, bought a boat, talked a friend into going along with me, and we started sailing and started documenting the show for documenting on YouTube, and somehow that took off. So then I had planned on doing that just long enough to, you know, maybe when I ran out of money, I could sell the boat, and then I could probably have enough experience at that time to get a job on a boat. But about 8 months in or so, we started making enough. I mean, just barely. I'm talking rice and beans every day. So, like, I mean, I had a little bit of savings. By 8 months, that was gone. So I didn't quite make it a year with my savings gone. And then, so I sold everything I own. So then I was like, I'm out of money. But thankfully, thanks to our patrons and channel members, we were earning enough to live on. But like I say, just rice and beans. I mean, like, you know, barely covering. There were times when we were waiting to get paid so that we could go buy groceries. That's how bad it was. We were like, oh, crap, we don't have any food for another 5 days. I mean, so we're just, you know, eating canned beans and stuff. But anyway, so now it's kind of become a thing. And no, I mean, I would like to get my medical back to maybe to fly personally again. Because when this happened, I owned a Turbo Twin Comanche. I loved that airplane. Would take it all over the place. I would love to be able to get my medical back to fly personally again. It's possible I could do relatively easily, but I kind of doubt it. Most of the time you got to get lawyers and doctors involved, which is expensive and time consuming, and neither of which I have a great deal of time or money to spare for that right now. So maybe in a few years, when things settle down a little, I'd look into doing that, but it would only just be to fly personally again. I did have a lot of friends, you know, in the last couple of years being like, hey man, you know, the pay scale for pilots is up a lot. You should think about coming back. I was like, no, man, I'm much happier doing this. So the answer is no. I mean, I would like to personally, but not professionally again. All right. Michael Ward, member since, May of 22. Bobby, how is your cat coming along? Now they're saying it'll be finished this summer. But they're kind of doing all the fine detail stuff. Like, you know, they're asking me all the ins and outs, like the little detail stuff, like how many USB outlets do I want in the office. And you know, and I just asked today, I was like, hey, I want a washdown pump up on the anchor area for that. And so they're saying this summer, they say July, they say it'll be shipped in July, which means it would make it to the east coast of the US September, maybe. We'll see. So really, I mean, yeah, I'm a little disappointed it's taken so long, but hopefully after mine gets done. They've already got four holes already like out of the molds. So it should be, once the tooling gets up, it should go relatively quick, I hope. So then I'm still hoping to get the boat, I'm still hoping it should be in Annapolis at the boat show in October. So that's the plan anyway. So, all right, Kale, member since January 21. Thanks, sir. I know you have your online sailing classes. Would you ever consider establishing a proper ASA sailing school based in the Caribbean or something in the future? I would love to learn from you. Not really, no. I just don't have time for that. I've got so many other irons and fires, like different fires all over the place, that I would not have time to run a sailing school. I know that like Delos, the guys from Delos have started their own sailing school. I think it's in like, I don't know, Tahoe or something. But I don't have time for it. I've got, you know, I got glamping doodles, I got flying doodles, I got sailing doodles, I got the Doodles podcast. There's a few other things I'd like to do and just don't have time for it. Kevin, remember since, yeah, wow, 2018, man, that's been a long time. I think I remember meeting you at one of the meetups. I thought it was in California somewhere, but then I've seen you a couple other times since. So was the border crossing the one where you wrecked the RV the final straw between you and Steph? No. I mean, that border crossing was like in February, and Steph and I didn't split up till like it would have been May or something, because she was going back to school. It wasn't like we were having problems. She was just going back to school to become a doctor. So, I mean, because after that, we went to Europe and sailed for a while. What did we do? No, we went to, where did we go after that? We went to the Seychelles, and yeah, so we did a lot of stuff. So, yeah, that wasn't an issue at all. All right, Jason, member since January 2020, thank you. Bobby, for videos coming out on the main YouTube channel, how far behind in terms of time are they at this point? So the video I was editing this morning was filmed March 21st, and today is what, April 15th, so 3 weeks. I like to keep it about a month to 2 months, just because you never know when something might come up that you can't get new content. I mean, that kind of screwed La Vagabond back in the day, because they were basically out of content, and then they got locked down with COVID, and they didn't have any videos filmed, and they were kind of screwed, because I think they were in Australia at the time. So, being a patron, having a more current view, honestly, sometimes I get a bit confused as to where and when you are. Yeah, I understand that. So that's kind of why we... It's kind of why we don't do as many lives as we used to do, because people are like, oh, where are you? Well, okay, we're in the Bahamas right now in the Eleutheras. Well, in the videos, you're in the BVI, and people don't really understand that it takes time to create and edit all this stuff. So it's just, that's why we don't do as many lives. I'd like to do one. We'll probably try to do one pretty soon here. We are doing lives for our patrons, though. We are doing those basically every time we move the boat, we'll turn on a camera and just let it go. And you can just do that. So patrons and channel members, you get access to that. It probably doesn't matter in the big picture, but just curious how that works from the creator side. There you go. Happy safe travels. All right, James, member since March of 21. I recently watched a history of Furuno and their systems. What systems do you prefer? You know, the top two would be B&G and Garmin. I'm putting Garmin in my boat, so if that tells you anything. I'm putting B&G in my boat, if that tells you anything. You got their whole suite and everything is pretty nice. Both of those are pretty good. I think the B&G sailing information is a little better, so that's why I'm doing that. You know, a couple I don't like is, you know, like Raymarine. I really don't like their system. I've never really honestly used Furuno. I think Furuno is more of a commercial type thing than for private boats, but I could be wrong. I don't have any experience with Furuno. James, remember since March of 2020? No question, but just wanted to stop the few trolls that ruin what you're doing with the channel. Thank you, sir. Yeah, haters are going to hate and all that. I hate to see a small group ruin what you've created. I have feelings. I'm not the only person you've helped. For us, I hope you keep doing videos. Thank you so much. And I know you have no idea the impact you've made on my life. Well, thank you, James. Appreciate it. I try. That's why you can't really... I've noticed the trolls have been really bad lately, like worse than usual, but I don't know what that means specifically. I've always found that like when the comments and the trolls are worse, that means the videos are doing better. So maybe that's a thing. I don't know. But yeah, I try not, I'll read the comments for a little bit just to, like when I post a video, just to kind of see how everybody's feeling about the video. But after like you know, the first 5 or 6 hours, I kind of stopped looking just because that's, I think more trolls tend to show up then. And, you know, even though, you know, yeah, they're just trolls and they don't understand anything or whatever, but, like, you still don't want to read that stuff. Reading negative stuff about you kind of hurts sometimes. So, all right, John, member since 21, December. Will you be doing a meet and greet at the Eclipse Festival? Oh, well, sorry. no, we didn't do one. We did go to the Texas Eclipse Festival. We had a lot of fun. They ended up having to shut it down a day early because of weather, but we made it all right. Larry K, and that was really cool, by the way. You should, well, there's not going to be another one in the U.S. for 20 years, but it was pretty cool. All right, Larry K, your online tracker is not up to date. It last shows you in the Bahamas. Yeah, not too far from Georgetown. Yeah, so we didn't take the tracker with us to the BVI. It is on now, so you can track us now. So patrons and channel members get access to our live tracker. So it's just hooked up to this boat, and so, you know, you can track us. So if you would like to see us where we are now. James, member since January. Thank you. My question is possible. Is it possible to get on charter for about a week in the Bahamas for two people, one cabin, or two cabins, single? And what would it include? We're not really doing anything like that right now. Thank you though for asking. I mean, this boat is not big enough to have extra cabins. I mean, like, it's a two-person boat. We do the flotillas. So we got the Croatia flotillas January 13th through the 20th. I'll put a link in the video for this. But if you'd like to come sailing with us, you can charter. We did a Abaco's charter, what, October? So you just missed that one. We're probably not going to do. We've already done two charter boats and the Abaco. So we're probably not going to do one for a while. But, yeah, I don't know when we're going to do it. So we have the next one in Croatia. After that, I really don't know when we'll do one. Probably the next one would be like next spring in St. Martin or something like that. So Darren, member since March of 23. Thank you, sir. No question, mate. Just stopping to say well done. Thank you. Haters going to hate. F the trolls. So I got you. I don't get the issue that Americans have with nudity. Europeans and are pretty much naked whenever they go get the opportunity. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, I mean, I guess it has to do with our history being puritanical, whatever, you know. It's just, it is what it is. I mean, people, like, always say, you know, why are you putting girls in a bikini on the boat? I'm like, we're in the Caribbean. It's 78 degrees or 80 degrees, and you are on a boat in the water. You just live in a bikini or swim trunk. So, Schmoops Adventures, what's up, guys? American Gen. Your pay-per-view was pretty great. We were in Aruba, the same storm system. I would much rather have been with y'all. There you go. We were definitely keeping time open for cruising with someone next year, even if it's just for the flotilla. Cool. Can you make a question is, can you make time for us to rent a cabin on the new boat or work something out? We'll see. We've discussed maybe chartering out cabins occasionally on the new boat, like, to help pay for the boat, but we haven't really set anything in stone yet, so I haven't really decided on that yet. So Gordon, member since December. So back when you first started the channel, I got a suggestion for the first episode in my YouTube recommendations. Thought it, what the hell, I'll give it a shot. I got hooked and have enjoyed watching ever since. My question is, where did you hope it would go, and did you ever imagine turning it into all this? Not really. I didn't think it would become what it is, but YouTube wasn't what it is now. You know, you could there. I was just hoping it would offset some costs, right, and prolong my cruising. I didn't think I could make a career out of it, and so no, I didn't think so. So who knew? But yeah, I'm pretty. You know, I always think when one door closes, another one opens somewhere, you know, like something bad happening to you is always in a, gives you an opportunity to do something you wouldn't have done otherwise. So pretty happy about it. All right, Bill, member since September. So Bobby, I don't ever see much fishing going on. Is that you're not into fishing, or is it too much trouble on a sailboat? This is always moving forward. That is always moving forward. No, I'm just not a fisherman. We actually had a fisher girl lined up to come this week and sail with us and kind of show some stuff, but she kind of she flaked out last minute. So oh, there's some replies to that. I don't think I'm a big, yeah, and I'm not a big seafood eater, so Kale said that. So yeah, so I mean, we try to incorporate it every now and again. I had it lined up, but it just didn't work out. So Glenn Goodall, and that's Glenn and Jackie. Remember since March of 22. Thank you. My wife and I really both enjoy sailing and glamping. Cool. Thank you. Glamping Doodles. So you haven't checked out Glamping Doodles. We've been posting on that again lately. Love the fun, the bikinis, places y'all go. It's a great life you are living. Thank you. Amanda is a breath of fresh air. I agree. And she's clearly into you, you Bobby. Well, thank you. I'm into her too. So I think she's the one. I think so too. We'll see. Anyway, we wish that you dated the videos. I have been putting some dates in the videos lately where you can see, and then so I have been putting some of that in there. Amanda did a flying doodles with Dakota, and we have no idea when it was. Oh, on that one, well, it was earlier this spring. I'm not exactly sure. So Dakota took Amanda up for a flight lesson basically on flying doodles, so you can check that one out on flying doodles. You go check it out. So, Henry, member since February of last year, love watching your videos and the work you put into making the content. Do you have any plans to come to Canada, like the Great Lakes? Not on a boat right now, but we are planning to take the RV up there for a couple weeks, to Michigan this summer. So, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, planning, not sailing right now. We have too many other places to go. I there's just not enough time to do everything we want. Jack, member since January. You did like the long version of the long, okay, the pay-per-view video. So if you haven't checked that out, we did like a 80 something minute video, like movie basically. I'll put that a link in the description too. Not gonna read some of this, it's a little risque. So wow, she's very hot. Okay, I'm not gonna read all that one, but anyway. All right, Ken, November of 22. Looking forward to the Croatia flotilla. All right. Any hints on an itinerary and crew? No. I haven't even started looking at it yet. We've had so many other things going on. I just haven't really looked at it yet. So, all right. Amr, member since January. Hey, Bobby, still looking for a reply. Did I miss a message or something? Sorry. Oh, that's it. Okay. I love your channel. May I please make a suggestion? Please have more bikinis in the show. All right. Your show is a mix of both things. That is why it's always a pleasure to watch your content. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I didn't know. I didn't see the comment down below. Anyway, Aaron Bradley, member since December 22. What type of brand of washer dryer seems to work best in your opinion on a boat or RV? Well, on the RV, we've got an all-in-one. It's pretty small. You can't do it's like maybe half a load what you would normally get. But it works pretty well, and it uses propane to dry. That's on the RV. Obviously, you don't really want to do, they don't use propane dryers and stuff on boats, I guess, just for the flammability issues. You're even seeing most boats getting away from using propane for your grills and all that. Like, we're doing an induction cooktop because we have so much lithium too. So as far as brands, I don't know, most people do the all-in-ones. The downside about the all-in-ones, because it's a space thing, having a separate washer and dryer, it just takes up a lot of space. The problem with the all-in-ones is it takes like 3 hours to do a wash and dry, and they're a little bit smaller, so you know, it takes a long time to do that. That being said, I think we're just doing a washer only on the new boat, just for space. Because you can get just a washer only, really small, and they're almost even portable, kind of, sort of. And then you just hang up the clothes on the rail, and that they dry out pretty quick. So we're doing that. All right, Jimmy, member since December 21. Great movie, thank you. Who doesn't enjoy looking at a pretty woman? That part of the reason I live in Florida. Yeah, well, there's a lot of good-looking women in Florida. Keep up the good work. Thank you, sir. Daryl Hahn, what do you remember since October 2020? Thank you. What do you think of the Wind's new electric cat? I really don't know anything about it. I know they got one. I know they're sailing on it. Other than that, I think it's an HH, which, good quality boat. They're fast. For me, I've always said, I mean, it's like, I really don't know much about their boat. I just know HH, and I don't know much about their boats. I know they're more built for speed than for comfort, so you sacrifice a lot of comfort to get that speed. And so I think theirs is like a 44-foot boat, but so the inside space is going to be a lot smaller. It's kind of like Le Vagabond with their 40, I think it was a 45 Outremer. It's really tiny inside. So if you want to go fast, you're going to sacrifice comfort. And I'd rather go a little slower and have more comfort. That's why I'm going my big 52-foot kind of luxury sailing catamaran from Island Spirit. So that's I really don't know. I haven't watched any of your videos about their new cat, so I couldn't tell you one thing or the other. Hopefully they've done it right, though. All right, Greg Romero, thank you, sir. How you doing? Member since March of 22. You know, 99% of the haters are fat, clueless a-holes sitting in their mother's basement typing out hate to people they're jealous of. So don't worry about the negative. Yeah, I F them. Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. Yeah, I understand that. I mean, most people, I always tell people, you know, when you're out actually cruising around and out here in the islands doing it, I mean, it's, you meet some of the nicest people. They will give you the shirt off their back if you're having an issue. Like we were having generator issues the other day, and the guy next to us on the dock, I mean, he helped us out for quite a while, helping us, you know, kind of troubleshoot everything and the tools and all that. And we ended up kind of making a workaround that got it working. So, yeah, but then when you know, online, you go to like a Facebook, like sailing page, and people are just complete assholes. They'll like, you post like, hey, you know, I'm having a problem with my impeller. How do I change this? And then the number one comment were like, if you can't even change an impeller, you don't deserve to be out cruising. Man, just help people. Don't be so like holier than thou. Like, whatever. Like, if you're the one, you're just. So that's why I actually, I dropped all the, I'm no longer a member of any Facebook sailing groups. I was at first, and now, just because I hate seeing all the negativity on everything, I dropped everything, so I'm not on that at all. Brian, what's up, man? Member since July 22. He was down there at the flotilla. Interesting concept in the uncensored version. Show the boobs, but blur the face. Love it. Well, that's because she wasn't, like, a crew member, and, like, I wanted to keep her identification private, you know, so anonymous, so nobody knew who they were. So on the uncensored version, yeah, I mean, she was running around naked all over the bar or whatever, and so I blurred out her face just for her own privacy, but left the other stuff on the uncensored movie version. Where are Steve and Loretta now? Well, they were building a house in Florida. I'm not going to go into too much detail where. And I think they were looking at a boat again. So I'm happy to hear they're thinking about getting a boat. So I saw them. Well, I saw them, was it right around Christmas, New Year's? We went out to dinner a few times. So had a good time. Interesting to see here. That looked like a great time when you were with them. Yeah, they are a lot of fun. So what's it going to cost to spend a week with you guys on the new boat? Well, let's go back to the other one. I really don't know. We're going to kind of get into that as needed. We might do charter, you know, like we might do every couple months, maybe charter out the other two cabins for a week or something like that, like to help make ends meet. But that's so far away, and I really don't know. I mean, so, yeah. But all right, well, that is all the questions today. So if you are interested in having one, you have me answer one of your questions, you can become a patron or a channel member. And next podcast that we do one of these, which will be in a few weeks, I'll answer all your questions. That being said, the next podcast I'm really excited about, we have Rick Doblin. He is the founder of MAPS, which is the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. So sat down with him. We had about an hour-long conversation. Really interesting. So that'll be coming out soon. So make sure you're subscribed to the channel. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Please click the like and subscribe button, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.